The Power of Love. That's Huey Lewis and the News on Nova 103.5. Well, the power of knowledge and the power of networking and learning from others. Moore Infinity, in partnership with Ellis and Partners, is hosting a game-changing event. We spoke about it yesterday. It's called Taking Stock. It's going to be a one-day forum on the 23rd of July at the Windhoek International Convention Center. And I'm lucky enough to have Philip Ellis, a director of Moore Infinity, in the studio with me this morning. Morning, Philip.
Morning, David.
So let's, work on the basics. Tell us a bit more about this conference, Taking Stock 2025, and why the company that you're with, Moore Infinity, has chosen to host it in Windhoek.
Gladly. So Moore Infinity has recently opened an office in Windhoek together with our partners from South Africa. And we thought, as a good launch event for Moore Infinity, we might as well get a few people together. We thought about what would the topic be, what would we have, and then we decided, let's go with taking stock. The reason we call it taking stock is there's a lot happening in Namibia at the moment. We thought about, okay, we need to let the people know what's happening, what is the real situation happening in Namibia. And therefore, we got some very good speakers together. We have different topics that we'll discuss there. And together with letting people know what Namibia is all about at the moment, where we are, where it's heading, we also thought it's a good opportunity to just launch the name and let everyone know that Moore Infinity is now, in fact, in Namibia and ready to go.
Okay. Just give us a quick, for anyone who doesn't know the name, what is Moore Infinity? Who are Moore Infinity?
So Moore Infinity is an accounting and auditing, tax advisory, as well as corporate finance advisory firm. It's a global firm. It's not only local. I think we're in about 141 countries globally. If you look at revenue-based, we're 11th biggest in the world. So it's a big company. It's got a very big footprint in South Africa. And now we've decided, let's go into Namibia. We've seen that the market needs some mid-tier auditing firms to also service the mid-tier firms.
Okay, cool. Well, welcome to Namibia then.
And thank you.
You mentioned, obviously, as we said, there's a lot going on. What are the key issues or trends that the conference is going to be addressed? What are the things that Namibian business leaders should be paying attention to?
So a few of the topics that will be addressed at the conference is obviously the big topic on everyone's brain is oil and gas. We've got a speaker that will directly talk to that. He's got hands-on experience. He'll definitely be able to tell us what the real situation there is at the moment and what the potential is for that. Then there's still green hydrogen is on everyone's mind. We've got another great speaker on that, James Manupe, who will talk about that, where it's going, what the roadmap looks like at the moment. Then we'll also be looking at the tourism, how it's come back from COVID-19. Obviously, that was an industry that really struggled. And then we'll also just have a look at policies. We will look at fiscal policies. We'll look at transfer pricing. We've also got a short speech on affirmative action, just what the new legislation looks like, how it will affect businesses, and how businesses can gear up.
Okay. Looking at the theme or the name of the conference again, taking stock, why do you think, I mean, especially at this point in time, like you mentioned, we're coming back, certain industries coming back from COVID-19, and there are all of these things on the horizon. Why is it the perfect time for Namibian firms, whether they're mid-tier, multinational, to basically take their time and take stock of their position?
Exactly. So it's very important for businesses to just sit back and take stock, as you say, of where they are at the moment. This will allow them to, once they know exactly where they are, they'll identify opportunities, they'll identify risks, they'll be able to move right into positions that they need to be. The economy is changing all the time. So everyone needs to always sit back and just take a look. Anyone that stays behind or anyone that falls behind, it's difficult to catch up. So it's very important for businesses to now get into the know-how, what's happening in the country, what's happening with the policies, how are they changing, and how will that affect your company? Yes.
You just made me think about the quote that I see on the wall at the gym every day, that is, these days, to stay still is to be left behind.
Exactly. The economy is no different.
So obviously we spoke about networking, we spoke about learning from others. How do you think that Taking Stock 2025 can contribute to that economic dialogue and overall decision-making in Namibia?
Yeah, so as I've said, we have some really fantastic speakers coming, and we can definitely learn something from them. They all fit in quite well with each other. They'll all kind of take something from the previous speech and just take it on. But what they will tell us is, as I said, with the topic taking stock, is where we are, where are we going, what is the potential of Namibia? Because Namibia, I mean, yes, we all know Namibia has great potential, but we now need to learn and find out how can we use this opportunity and actually capitalize from it to go somewhere, and not that it's not just a phase that passes, but something that we can actually then convert into something good.
Okay. So everyone can get that full list of speakers on the website, takingstock.africa. But can you highlight some of the speakers for us, or some of the panels? Who's going to be participating? What insights can we look forward to?
Gladly. So we've got our first speaker that we've got. His name is Frans Cronier. He's from South Africa. Mm-hmm. So he's very good with the geopolitical side of things. He sets Namibia into how Namibia fits into the world. Mm. What Namibia serves as a purpose in the world. Then we've got Roland Brown from Cirrus. He's a well-renowned economist. He'll also bring some very good insights into sustainable investments. Then we've got Laurent Rocher, who's the MD of Total. Mm-hmm. If I'm not wrong, I think it's the first conference that he'll be speaking at.
Okay.
And we'll get an insight into the developments at Total, as well as oil and gas in general. Then we've got James Manupe. He'll come speak about the green hydrogen. I mean, he's got so much experience with different type of projects. Then we've also got a gentleman from Germany. He's a transfer price and fiscal policy expert. He'll be looking from an outside perspective into Namibia. How is Namibia perceived? How easy is it doing business with Namibia?
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, that will be very interesting. So we're very excited for him. And then we'll also just have, as I said earlier, we'll have Philip Ellis Sr. He'll be doing a small piece on the new affirmative action legislation and what it looks like and what the effect will be on businesses.
Okay. Philip, there's so much more to speak about. Luckily, we do have another interview booked, so we can dig into this a little bit more detail. Running out of time now, though. Thank you so much for having come in. Just a recap for everyone. Taking Stock, 23rd of July from 8 in the morning till 4:30 in the afternoon at the Windhoek ICC. Space is limited, so make sure that you get your booking in now. That website, we mentioned it earlier, takingstock.africa. And make sure you stay tuned for the second interview that I'm going to have with Philip. Philip, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.